Well, welcome to this talk, and it seems appropriate to go out into the sunshine to talk about the sun-dimming experiments that are such a concern at the moment. Now, I've been reading an article from the Daily Telegraph that the secretive government unit planning to dim the sun. We really do need complete open transparency in the way that these decisions are made. And this Telegraph article is calling it a secretive government unit. And more people are now aware of this unit and what they call the government's opaque research arm. If we're paying for it, why don't we have transparency on this? It really is quite confusing. And this, of course, is the Advanced Research and Invention Agency that we've talked about. Apparently, it was set up by Kwasi Kwarteng and Dominic Cummings, thought of the original idea. I can see where they're coming from, this idea that scientists need to be completely free to investigate new things. But this isn't really science to me. This is more technology. Science is about new ideas. This is more about environmental manipulation, which is not, perhaps not what they thought of it would originally be. Few people on the street know what it is, what it does, how well financed it is by us taxpayers, this Advanced Research and Invention Agency. The Telegraph says, sure, it's got a shiny website stocked with techno waffle, promising to help scientists. Help scientists do what? Reach for the edge of the possible and foster opportunity spaces. I'm not sure what an opportunity space is, but reach for the edge of the possible. I mean, this is just rhetoric, isn't it? We need specifics. What is going on here? There's been little clarity on its day-to-day operations. Anyway, this week we've learnt £56.8 million has been allocated, we believe, on 21 climate cooling projects, including looking into the logistics of building a sunscreen in space. Now, less sunlight coming to the Earth, less photosynthesis. Less photosynthesis, more carbon dioxide left in the atmosphere. This just seems completely ridiculous. Surely we want to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Why on earth would we want to reduce photosynthesis? To leave more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and to put less oxygen into the atmosphere? It just makes no sense to me at all. And many people have pointed out the ludicrous effect on solar panels as well. Anyway, sunshade in space. No, I don't want that. Thank you very much. And injecting plumes of salt water into the sky to reflect the sunlight away from the Earth. And we've looked at some of the risks in this, and we'll be looking at some more in a minute. Injecting plumes of salt water into the sky to reflect sunlight away from the Earth. Representatives from the Advanced Research and Invention Agency said, rather disingenuously, according to the Telegraph, in a press briefing, we're not trying to dim the sun. Eh? We're not trying to dim the sun? I would have thought that if the experiment is successful, that is exactly the intended outcome. Let's hope they're not trying to be deliberately disingenuous with the public here. Now, Professor Mike Hume, Cambridge University, quoted in the Telegraph, experiments are setting Britain on a slippery slope towards mass deployment of technologies that will be impossible to prove safe, effective and reversible until they're actually in the sky. So warnings from Professor Hume. £57 million is a huge amount of taxpayer money to be spent on this assortment of speculative technologies intending to manipulate the Earth's climate. This is technology, in my view, rather than science. Now, apparently this group, the Advanced Research and Invention Agency, has been given £800 million budget. Don't know what we've got to show for it so far. But some off-the-wall ideas, according to the Telegraph. Apparently, the chief executive is... the Telegraph names these people. I'm not going to name them. The chief executive is paid £450,000 a year, three times what the Prime Minister's earning. There was something a few years ago that said that public servants aren't supposed to earn more than the Prime Minister, but this chief executive earns about three times that. Chief Finance Officer of Advanced Research and Invention Agency is on £215,000 a year. Chief Product Officer is on £175,000 a year. Overall, 37 staff, that's all that work there, are being paid £4.1 million on wages every year. essentially the ARIA is operating like a private company, but doing so on public finances, according to the Telegraph. Then there's a heading, playing poker with public money. In January, it announced it would be giving £69 million to research on, listen to this, neural robots for epilepsy treatment. I don't know what a neural robot is, but apparently £69 million for research on neural robots. Genetic engineering, I've got an inkling into what that is and I don't like it. Genetic engineering of brain cells. This sounds really quite stuff I don't think we should be dabbling in, to be quite honest. Genetic engineering of brain cells. According to the Telegraph, I have no more details than that. And lab-grown brain organoids. Lab-grown brain organoids. I don't know what an organoid is. I know what an organelle is. I know what an organ is. But an organoid, presumably it means part of an organ. Lab-grown brain organoids. This is what our money is being spent on. I don't consent. Also funding an NHS trial to use a brain-computer interface that alters brain activity using ultrasound. Don't know anything about that either. I mean, that's not too ludicrous. In the hopes that it will treat depression and addiction. I simply don't know about that one. As well as investing in synthetic plants and chromosomes. What on earth is a synthetic plant? And what on earth is a synthetic chromosome? I don't like the sound of either of them. I don't want synthetic plants. I don't want synthetic chromosomes. The Telegraph says it's operating like a speculative venture capital fund, essentially playing poker with the public purse. When the sun-dimming experiments were first mooted last year, one Telegraph reader said it's like Hanna-Barbera might have dreamed up to foil Dick Dastardly in Wacky Races. If you're a certain age, you remember Dick Dastardly in Wacky Races, the villain. Are these people insane? Asked another Telegraph reader. ARIA sits in a shady no-man's land in charge of eye-watering amounts of public cash, but with little genuine accountability to the public for all its talk of transparency and consultation. I haven't been consulted. Have you been consulted? According to the Telegraph, it's exempt from freedom of information requests. I was really surprised to read that. Exempt from freedom of information requests. Many people may be thinking, perhaps now is not the time for blue skies thinking. I think that. Now, even the BBC has weighed in on this, and I'll actually put down I'll put down some references. What are the concerns in this BBC article on the website? Studies have shown that solar radiation management could cause strong warming high above the tropics, changing large-scale weather patterns. Now, we did warn about the risk of this a week or so ago. Warming the polar regions, that sounds catastrophic to me, and altering rainfall patterns around the world. People around the world depend on the monsoons. Brightening clouds off the coast of Namibia, apparently, in southwest Africa, for example, could induce drought over South America. Now, I'm not a great at geography, but last time I checked, the Amazon rainforest was in South America. And the idea that there was a drought over the Amazon rainforest because we were trying to reduce global warming. Just think, if there was problems with the Amazon, the increased amounts of carbon dioxide that would be left in the atmosphere. This is really tinkering with things we don't understand and are not predictable and are not reversible, potentially. For stratospheric aerosol injection techniques, new aircraft flying at 12 miles high would be required, potentially injecting aerosols such as sulfur, according to the BBC. This is the BBC. To eject to 8 miles using existing aircraft, three times more aerosol would be needed, apparently. I don't want aerosols being sprayed in the sky above me. Thank you very much. There's no international legislation on geoengineering, so private companies, the BBC says, or governments are essentially able to do what they like. And there's talk in the US, I think there's a startup company, high-altitude balloons in the US releasing hydrogen and sulfur dioxide at 12 miles high. And I remember from high school chemistry, sulfuric acid is H2SO4, it needs sulfur. Would that cause massive increase in acid rain is another great concern. So, message to all these elites people, whoever they are, controlling all these, please stop these experiments without full public consultation. if we're paying, we should be allowed to have informed consent. At the very least, we should have a citizens panel, a genuinely random citizens panel, not an appointed one by elites for elites. These are really concerning. People have the technology now to really mess things up. And things are messed up already, thank you very much. And let's just close with some wonderful bird song. Thank you for watching. The petition's reached 140,000 for the UK government, so I'll put the links and would encourage you to sign that, the petition to ban all geoengineering. But for now, in God's sunshine, making vitamin D, facilitating photosynthesis, bringing all the benefits of red light to the human body, taking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, putting oxygen into the atmosphere. We want more photosynthesis, not less. For more photosynthesis, we want more sunlight, not less.